ABC political reporter Eliza Borello joins us now from Parliament House, where it's probably the most hectic place on the planet. Eliza, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Waleed. Well, probably not as hectic as out in the ocean where people are still being rescued, but yes, it has been very hectic here today.
Well, I don't know. I hope it's hectic there because that rescue, of course, has come to an end for the night. And let's hope that actually some more people are being rescued, and all the best for that process. But with the political ructions today that have taken place, take us through from the beginning of the day to where we've finally ended up with some kind of sensational compromise being suggested.
Well, within minutes of news breaking that there had been a second boat capsize between Indonesia and Australia, Tony Abbott called a press conference, announced that he would move to introduce legislation to process asylum seekers in any country that has signed the United Nations Refugee Convention, which would rule out the government's preferred Malaysia solution because Malaysia has not signed it. Now, that was not a departure from the coalition's current position. Within minutes of that, the Prime Minister announced question time would be postponed, so a bill put forward already in the House under the name of the independent Rob Oakeshott would be put to the Parliament. Now, if that bill succeeds, there would be processing on Nauru, which the coalition likes, but there would also be processing on Malaysia, which they do not like. And at the same time, people who arrive by boat, some of them will be sent back through some kind of lottery. Now, the bill needs someone to either cross the floor or someone like the independent Andrew Wilkie to side with the government. Now, we believe Andrew Wilkie is doing that, and that vote is underway in the House. But there have been some other ructions throughout the day. Late in the day, Tony Abbott announced a last-minute compromise to try and get the crossbenchers to sway to his side, and that was to increase the refugee take to 20,000 a year within 3 years. Now, that did not succeed. The coalition's amendment was voted down, and we are now waiting for the outcome of Rob Oakeshott's bill.
So you
say, vote on that.
Rob, but I'm just reading a super off a news service, so I've got a TV screen here, so I don't have audio, so you might have to help me out. But it seems that they're voting now on Andrew Wilkie's amendment to that bill, which would insert a sunset clause into Rob Oakeshott's original bill. Is that right?
That's right. So Andrew Wilkie has said that he will support Rob Oakeshott's bill, and up until now he has not supported offshore processing. So this is a big shift for him. But he says he will support Rob Oakeshott's legislation if it is reviewed within 12 months, this 12-month sunset clause. Now, the government says they will support Andrew Wilkie's amendment. So we're assuming that will mean that with Andrew Wilkie's support, because the government backs his amendment, that Rob Oakeshott's bill will go through. Unfortunately, the screen I have is not directly in front of me, so I can't tell you where we're up to, but I think you are right. I think at the moment it is the amendment put up by Andrew Wilkie.
Okay, now if Andrew Wilkie comes on board, I assume that means that Rob Oakeshott's bill, as amended by Andrew Wilkie, without the opposition's amendments, will clear the lower house. Is that right?
That's right, but the big hurdle it has is in the Senate, and it would take a big shift to get the Greens to support offshore processing. It appears very unlikely that they would, so this legislation appears to be set to stall in the Senate.
All right, let's just take a breath. Tony Abbott spoke about this today. He was talking about the compromise that he was offering. Here is a bit of what he had to say, and then in a moment we'll hear from Christine Milne of the Greens.
Essentially, what we have offered to crossbench members is an increase in Australia's refugee and humanitarian intake from the current level to 20,000 a year within 3 years. And the purpose of offering this compromise is to try to get support for a workable bill.
The good thing that happened today is that Tony Abbott has agreed to cooperate. That is a really substantial breakthrough. He has said that he will support the Refugee Convention, that he will increase humanitarian intake. He has also undertaken to engage in a multi-party committee. Now, this is a breakthrough. We proposed the multi-party committee yesterday along the lines of the Climate Committee with experts in the context of the Refugee Convention. This is a breakthrough, and this is now the opportunity for the Prime Minister to convene such a meeting, to have Mr. Abbott there, the Greens will be there, and we actually have the makings of a long-term regional solution if we can get the Prime Minister to convene such a meeting.
So there you have it, Eliza Borello, or at least there you have part of it, because the Greens went on to say then that they wouldn't be supporting offshore processing, or at least that's what I deduced from that press conference. So where are we exactly? Something that looks like a compromise but isn't?
Well, it would be a compromise in the lower house, but it would not be a compromise in effect in real life, because if it doesn't go through the Senate, if the Greens don't change their mind and somehow decide to support offshore processing, then we are where we were yesterday, which means people come to Christmas Island to process there and wait there before they come to Australia.
Right. So the point that the opposition have been making all day, that we can pass Rob Oakeshott's bill if we want with whatever amendments, it's not going to make any difference because the Greens are not going to pass it in the Senate. That remains fundamentally true, doesn't it?
It does definitely remain true. The Greens want their suggestion of compromise is increasing the refugee intake. Now, Tony Abbott had said he would increase the refugee intake today, but obviously only with offshore processing, and the Greens aren't going to agree with that. So unless this bipartisan crossbench group, backbench group that has been meeting this week, somehow convinces the Greens, which I think that would be the only place this would happen, the Greens to change their position and support offshore processing, I don't think we're going to get anywhere. That seems highly unlikely. It seems this isn't going to change, perhaps until we have another election.
Good to talk to you, Eliza. Thanks very much for stepping in.
Thanks, Waleed.
Eliza Borello, ABC political reporter.